You're on the Chris Fade Show. Where they're like the Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran of the UAE.
Oh, they're not laughing.
They didn't like that one. No, seriously.
I thought you were talking about YouTube.
No. Mohammed Said Harib and producer as well, Ali Mustafa, both joining us in studio.
Yeah.
Brand new movie called Rashid Rajab, which is dropping just in time for Eid. This is a family-friendly movie. You'll see a lot of promotion about it right now. You'll see it on Sheikh Zayed Road. Mm. I saw the shorts. Instantly, I fell in love with it. My Arabic is very, very poor, but I was picking it up as I was watching what this movie's about. What is it truly about, though, Mohammed?
It's the story of an Egyptian delivery man who has a family. Mm. And he has high kind of hopes and ambitions to open his own little restaurant.
Nice.
And then versus an Emirati entrepreneur, up and coming, has the good house, has the good wife, you know, the sexy wife and whatnot. and they have very similar kind of family structures. And at some stage, they do wish for each other's lives. They see something missing that they see in the other guy. Then once that happens, welcome to adjustment galore. So that's really the adjustment of the cultures, you know.
You got the Egyptian living the UAE life. You got the UAE guy living the Egyptian life.
Yeah.
Wow, this is cool. I really want to see it because this is going to be something. And there are very, I'm sure there's very funny moments, but are there some serious sides to this as well? Like where you sort of understand each other's cultures?
You know what's funny? We had that scene which is like supposed to be very, very emotional and, you know, like tense. And then once that scene came in, people were laughing.
No, no, people were laughing. So used to laughing throughout that there was this one scene, and not everyone, by the way. Most of the audience actually got that this became this deep kind of moment, and then there was like two or three people that were still laughing because they didn't know what to do with themselves.
Yeah.
And they just laughing throughout the
film. It was like that awkward. Yeah. Why is it so silent? Let's laugh.
Let's laugh. Exactly. But it's got a deeper meaning and a nice message, I think, that everybody should.
Sounds amazing.
Out across all theaters, not only in the UAE but across the region, Rashid and Rajab. Muna, you've called through this morning. Good morning, Muna. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Chris?
I'm doing very well. What do you want to say?
I just want to good luck for them because I love anything Mohammed produced from the beginning until now.
Thank you.
And we cannot wait until the Eid. About you, everything, of course.
Thank you, Mona.
Okay, and we can't wait for Eid to see the movie. And special for because he chose an amazing actor, Marwan. Yes. We love Marwan so much. That's right.
Yeah, Marwan is amazing, and everyone in this film, it's not easy to adopt or adapt to a dialect. So for the Egyptian guy, he had to speak local. And local guy, he speaks Egyptian.
Wow.
And we had first-time actors ever.
Yeah, Marwan has never been in a feature film before.
Really?
I mean, this guy is immense.
Marwan
when
Abdallah
it comes to
Salah.
Yeah. Some of the actors in the film actually never acted. So, and that's something I like because I did it with Reach. It comes with a lot of kind of raw energy. That, you know, kind of comes through in the film.
Mm. That's cool.
You know, once Ali allowed me to be an extra, like a very small part
We're
in one of his
here.
Movies.
Yeah, A to B.
You're never going to leave the show.
Can we just happen? What happened to the scene in that?
Yeah. I spent about a whole day on set. He cut it out.
So can we just?
It was too good.
I keep telling him that. He doesn't
believe me. What happened?
Hold on, Rossi. That's what he said. He said that you were too good, Chris. I said
it's a director code.
Yeah, I said Ali. That's obvious. No, it's too good.
Can we ask him why?
Can we add that the entire scene was cut? It wasn't just his.
Listen, don't dance around. Was he rubbish?
People were cut too.
Is he rubbish?
No, not at all. No. Dude, anyone who has charisma can act, and this guy has a ton of charisma.
What? Have you seen him in the latest Cafu commercial? He's amazing.
Shut up, Rossi.
Turn his mic off.
Muna, thank you so much for the call. She's still there, Muna. Thank you, darling.
Thanks, Muna.
Thank you. Shukran, Muna.
What was that?
Yeah, because I remember when they were shooting in City Walk, and I saw an African lady, and Marwan, he was running away. My sister, she told me that they are shooting the movie, and I didn't believe in the beginning.
Yeah.
And after that, Marwan, he announced in his snap, they are shooting something. So I said, this is the movie that will be. I'm not, we can't wait until now.
Well, this is good. I love the passion, Muna. And you know what? That passion is shared among so many people across the country. We're super proud of you guys.
You're doing,
obviously, you guys are representing the UA when it comes to doing this, and you guys are doing a fantastic job. It looks like it's already been picked up by certain people where it could not only just go across the Middle East, this could go global as well.
Yes.
So,
Ali, you have the information about that.
Yeah, we were in Cannes. It was announced that we got picked up by a top international sales.
That's
sales
amazing, agent. Man.
Wow.
That's great.
We wish you guys nothing but the best. Eid weekend.
Yeah.
Go out and support the local industry. I think this is fantastic. It is world class.
Subtitles.
And it's subtitles. Yeah. So if you don't understand Arabic, go in there and check it out. Rashid and Rajab is the movie. It is out across all cinemas. Please give them a big round of applause.
Yay!
Muhammad and Ali, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
Love the support. Thanks. Thank you.